really coming back. You just worried about the speed of the team and you're adding the competitive nature. Right, with the offseason, you didn't have the competitive stuff. And it really locked us in, get the guys focused and get the guys ready to go.
Back to Sam and Greg, live from the Ticketmaster Studios at Flowery Branch for more of our Falcons training camp coverage. Brought to you in part by Hooters. Ain't no party like a Hooters party. Rolex Real Mowers for the best grass in your neighborhood. And Peachtree Pest Control, your hometown pest pro since 1976.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Remember this? You remember this song?
This whole thing, man.
For last year.
Come on, man.
Yeah, we'll get. Y'all gotta tell the story.
We gotta tell the story
in a second.
Man,
I saw that video too. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 Again, we got Chris
That's
Parker
fine,
with us.
Bro.
We are live from Falcons training camp out here as we do the top of every hour. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all you Falcon fans out here in Flowery Branch. Apropos that we use them right now
yeah.
as we sit out here. And we have got a crowd of people because we got a special guest out here, but I got to do this. On three, let me hit Falcons. 1, 2, 3!
Yeah, man, you better believe it.
Sam, tell everybody who you guys sitting next
camp
to.
Camp is back. Players are back and the fans are back. And right now we're going to spend some time. Falcons running back Tyler Allgeier is here. How about Tyler?
Yeah.
How y'all like about him? All right. Man, great to see you. Great to see you.
And
we played that song. Now, we got a story behind this song because I'm sitting down for an interview with this man last year. And the interview is going great. And out of nowhere, my phone just starts playing that song. And he just drops in the case and says, yeah, that's old school. And I'm like, okay, Tyler, great to see you, man. You're back here in camp, and you got through 2 days. Through 2 days, how are things going with you in the offense?
Yeah, no, it's been really good. You know, just day by day, just trying to get better, just building the chemistry. So we got a handful of new guys, got some old vets and old guys coming up, so it's been good.
We had Gerald Riggs on here earlier. You, obviously, you know who Gerald is, and we talk about what does his body clock tell him now that he's been retired all these years, but here we are at training camp. You still get that feeling. He says no. When does your body clock kick in, or is it year-round getting ready for this time?
Man, I'll say it's year-round just getting ready. I think especially right after OTAs, I think that's when everyone gets their body just in tip-top shape, so you're not really struggling when camp truly comes around.
Yep.
Chris. Tyler, a lot of optimism here. Really optimistic today. Everybody seemed really happy coming in. Great traditions. We go out there. I slipped away and watched some practice. I got to see a lot of sets with you and B. John in together. What are we trying to see this year in the offense with you and him both in the backfield together some?
Yeah, man, I think just a whole lot of actually, I don't want to say too much.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Good answer. All right.
Good answer.
Hey, we'll see, though.
You looked great today.
No, I appreciate it.
We got about a couple dozen people out here standing here because you're here, obviously. And we got a question from the crowd. The man asked, how much do you lift?
Bench or squat?
Squat.
Squat? He wanted to know how much you squat.
Squat. Ah. Maybe five blues, five plates.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right.
Yeah. But we haven't done that in a while, though.
Okay.
We just maintain. So, like, we'd be doing, like, three plates just casually.
There
okay.
you go. How much
okay.
do you do?
405.
Four plates? It's not too bad.
All right. Also, about some things with this offense now. You know, we're getting adjusted to Michael Penix Jr. there, quarterback. What is the biggest adjustment for the running game for you and the running backs working with him now as the starter?
Yeah, I think just continuing to get that chemistry, just tracking his ball, especially because, you know, he's a lefty, so, you know, that it spins a little different, but just really just building that chemistry with him, the O-line, and then just the receivers down the field. And stuff.
Huddle, a different sound, the cadence, the voice. I know that's different for the line. What about for you guys?
Oh, for sure, because he's more of a he's pretty mellow. He's not like he's a quiet guy. So, but he's like a quiet leader. So, like, I do appreciate that. But, like, when he needs to get loud, he'll get loud though.
Yeah. Do you have a regimen that you do every year going into camp or those first couple games? But what's it like for you this year? Has anything changed? Or is it the same routine?
Wait, say that again.
Do you have the same routine headed into training camp every year, or do you do things a little different with every season?
No, I try to keep things pretty consistent. I'm a what's it called?
Creature of habit.
Yeah. If something's off, I'm like, God, it's about to be a bad day or something, bro. Yeah, so I like to keep things pretty consistent, or try to at least.
People speculate on what we think the players feel about the preseason games being cut down to three. How do you feel about that?
They got cut down to three? What do you mean? It changed?
No, it's the same as last year.
No, it's same as last year.
They used to be four, now they're three.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I see. Yeah, I feel like she was just opportunity for whoever gets to, whoever has the opportunity just to play out there. I think she would just really just put some good tape on film. I think that's how I started as well. So I think just putting good tape on film and just making the most out of every opportunity there is.
Tyler, what's something you specifically are really working on this training camp? What's something you are focused on?
Yeah, shoot, just continuing to strive to be an all-around back. I think obviously I can run the ball, but just continuing being consistent in pass protection and then just being a threat in the backfield. I think everyone wants to just be that guy, so I feel like.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Seemed like it wasn't that long ago that you were stumbling through the gate here. Even though as a rookie, you were coming in with the attitude of being very, very aggressive, you know, looking forward to it. Yeah, I can handle this and whatnot. What do you pass along to the young guys that come along now? Because now you're one of the people that they turn to.
Yeah,
did that time come quickly?
Oh, my gosh, what? I'm the big van in the group, man. Yeah, man, I think you're really just getting the playbook down, just taking care of your body. Because playbook and your body, you being able to perform on the field and then making sure your body's right just to keep not like chipping away at it. I think that's the most important thing. So just getting those two right and then just trying to be a pro as fast as you can. That's really it.
Tyler Algeo joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Parker's joining us too. Grass or turf, and is there a favorite stadium that you look forward to playing in?
Ooh.
Grass. I'm a fan of grass, man.
Yeah.
At least you have to pick your knees up a little bit. Yeah. But turf, you are faster.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel like turf, you be sliding. And then stadium, Minnesota was electric, man.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I hear that's a place. That's a place. Yeah,
that was fun. You got her butts, but. Butts kick, but hey, time to change the tie this year, man.
Tyler, we'd be remiss. Sam and I do the high school show in Georgia's every Friday, so we'd be remiss if we asked you about high school. So where'd you go to high school? Brag on your high school a minute.
Kaiser High School, man.
Loved it. Great time. Still remember it?
It was good.
Yeah, we talked to people. We talked to people that played from Georgia, and they always talk about their high school days. Nobody asks them about them, right, Sam? So I took the time to ask.
Once you get to this level, people don't ask you about high school. So, we ask you about those times. And what's the best Friday night memory you remember? Who's the rival? Who was it that you love to play against? Who did you play against that's now in the league? Anybody? Being in that part of California, no?
No one.
He's that guy, Sam. He's the guy the other people are telling about.
Okay. Yeah, come on, man. Okay. Yeah, no.
All right. Come on, Sam.
Actually, Jamal Williams. But we didn't play against each other.
Okay.
We didn't play against him. But he went to the rival high school.
So. Okay. All right. Is there a special game that stands out to you?
Maybe us against Grand Terrace. Yeah. We finally beat Grand Terrace. No, we beat Summit. Okay. That's the rival high school. We beat them, but we lost to Grand Terrace for the Sunkist League Championship.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
How you feel about going to Germany this year?
Yeah.
Oh, that should be lit, man.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it.
How do you like those trips, and how do you handle it? Your body clock and everything.
You really just got to make sure you take that melatonin, man, because that flight. Because last year we had a flight, boom, but then right when we got there, like, you had to sleep because it was morning and we had to practice. So, like, you just –
wow.
Kind of like that dynamic, just trying to figure that out. So
you can't sleep on the flight. That kind of don't count.
Because by the time you eat, and then like it's like 4 hours, you got 4 hours of sleep, then like you got to just practice. So should be interesting. How they plan it out.
You've been to Europe? I mean, other than the game, have you traveled over there at all?
It's not to Europe, but to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went to Japan twice.
Okay.
Overseas.
Okay, okay.
But Europe, no. That's the plan. Plan to go to Italy maybe next year. So.
Okay, we're gonna get.
We'll see.
You add those. We're gonna add those miles up for you.
I'm always curious to, if you get a chance. You know, I know you don't want to divulge too much, but we got the fans here. You know, we talk about you on a regular basis. Those of us in the media, what is it that we don't know about your preparation, players that you have to go through on a weekly basis to get ready for that game? Something that we may not realize.
Yeah, sure. I mean, really, just film study. Film study, looking at the D-line looks, linebackers, your main matchups, especially when they blitz and stuff, kind of the rotation of all of that. So, like, it's really just the top down is what you want to see through it.
I was surprised at the amount of time I heard players said they sleep. Like, getting that sleep, man.
Down. You have to. Especially with these early mornings, you got to be in bed by 9. Hopefully, you're being in bed by 10. And then, especially with the early mornings, I try to get at least 8 hours, but getting kind of short because, like, I'll be in at least 7. I'd say 7. 7 is the minimum. Then everything under that, you're like, I'm about to be sluggish.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. There ain't no playing during the season. No, there ain't playing around. Them days are gone.
People don't appreciate how much all day, every day, he's a football player. That's what I know. I mean, all day, every day. Training, sleep, everything. These guys are committed and working hard. There's more optimism here than I've seen in a long time, Sam. Excited for the team. So excited, Tyler. Really excited for you guys and the team. Is the optimism that we saw from the fans what you're seeing in the locker room too?
Oh, yeah. No, it's fun, man. Yeah, it should be really good. It should be really good, man.
Fantastic. Well, we're not going to play the spinners again. But we appreciate you coming back and spending some time today up there. Big workout out there, man. Continued success. Let's have a great season. Everybody, give me a rise up.
What?
All right, Tyler, Argyros, thanks so much for the time. Always great to catch up with you.
Stay healthy,
man.
As always, man.
Thanks, no, appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Tyler. Right. We're going to get a picture for you leave.
Oh, come on, Al.
Yeah, we got to get a picture here. Noel, we are going to be back here in just a little bit. We are going to talk some Braves, and Russell Baxter will be joining us next. It is Sam and Greg out here in Flowery Branch of the Falcons training camp, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So we put the pads on right now, you know, it's hard to say what. You know, we're in shorts. We're not making any contact. We're taking the baby steps. Stepping with the right foot, using the right hand.
No, we're just here to go to work.
Back to Sam and Greg, live from Flowery Branch for Falcons Training Camp. Brought to you in part by Hooters. Ain't no party like a Hooters party. Rolex Real Mowers for the best grass in your neighborhood. And Peachtree Pest Control, your hometown pest pro since 1976.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Given the results of the last month or so, I feel better about Sting getting his money.
How about
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg live from Falcons training camp out here in Flowery Branch. We got pivots all over the place. Tyler Argyros joining us, and Russell Baxter we're still working on. But we have had a special guest this whole show. Chris Parker has been with us and continues to be with us. We want to thank you again. Chris is Sam's partner for the High School Scoreboard Show, which starts in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Happens
fast.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, and you guys are trying to get me schooled on Buford Stadium. I haven't been out there yet.
Yep.
It's a monstrosity.
Yep.
It's state of the art, right?
It is that.
Well, as we work on Russell, Chris, we've been talking a lot about Falcons here. We've been talking a little bit about the division.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, these teams that the Falcons are going to go up against. By the way, were you surprised at Tyler's answer to the stadium that he was most
Minnesota,
looking forward to? Yeah. Were you surprised at that answer?
No, I've heard that's a pretty good atmosphere. But you know that the stadium I thought he would mention was that game in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
I would thought that because it was like a playoff atmosphere in Washington, and going toe-to-toe with that team. I would thought, well, you know, maybe just the intensity of the game, maybe so much not the stadium experience. But Minnesota was one that he talked about. Of course, Washington is going to come and play here this year. It's going to be different. So that's something that he's talking about. They get to go play at Minnesota. That's the second game. But, of course, you know, they kick things off against Tampa Bay. Chris, your thoughts about that? You know, you're going to kick off,
Are you scared of Baker Mayfield? That's what he's trying to
well,
get.
No, not because
I'm scared of him. Yes, but I'm not scared of our
team. Scared of him because we beat him twice last year.
Yeah,
and that's the thing that makes you so aggravated about the way last season went. But you're going to kick off with the team that you know is the team that you're aiming at in your division. Would you rather do that or not?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's early in the season. Every game counts. 1/17. You know, I think it's something the Falcons learned last year. Every game counts. You know, so it doesn't matter how you start. It really doesn't matter whether you're winning at the early season or you're losing, if you can just maintain and win 10 or 11 games, you're going to have a chance to have a really good run. So you got to win the division games. But last year was the exception to the rule. The Falcons won the division games, didn't win the division, right? So I think more importantly than who you're playing is just being consistent early in the year. And then because you are in the second year with Michael Penix Jr., you are moving into these guys. I'm looking at this roster, guys, and it was like 23-year-old Drake London. 23-year-old Bijan, 24-year-old Kyle Pitts. These guys have been around a while, 23 years old, 24 years old. These are all guys who played 3 years of college and got out, and so they're still young. I think you're going to need to see something early in the season from these guys that show you there's been some steps made.
Yeah.
And then defensively, of course, you're looking at the edge rushers. And so I think regardless of who you put in front of you, all 31 other teams are going to be pretty good. Whoever you put in front of early in the season, you want to see has some progress been made. How does the edge rushers look? Leonard Floyd coming in new. 2 draft picks, you know, and then how does the offense, which should be really good, how does it look early in the season? So coming in the Bucs, getting the win would be great. They've got Tristan Wirfs out, who's one of the best offensive linemen in the whole league.
Yeah.
He's out week one. That's a good deal for the Falcons. You know, I hate to see anybody get hurt, but glad he's out that week.
Yep.
And he'll be back soon. But there's some things going their way where you get that division win, you got that tiebreaker for the rest of the year.
But the thing is it's got to be more than frustrating because you talk about the edge rushers. You talk about all these things, yes, that you want to see in the first couple games. But we know that these guys are going to get out of the blocks a little slow because we're not going to see them in the preseason the way we have in the past. These matchups that they play Tennessee and these scrimmages, okay, yeah, those will be something. But it's not like the preparation we're used to seeing. So, again, when you're talking about waiting to see how player X, player Y performs early on and changes our perception of that particular position, it's going to take a minute, right? Because they haven't got their footing yet. They haven't had the preseason that you normally would have. And everybody is working on whatever it is they're working on. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's a wonder that I say that out loud. I wonder how long it's going to take. But like you, I agree with you. Those are the things you're looking for.
It's the things you're looking for, but what's really going to matter is the consistency over 17 games, right? And that's what they didn't have last year. When things did not go their way after 6-3 start, weren't able to maintain it for all 17 games. So it didn't matter which 8 or 9 games you win, you need to win more than that. And so that's where they are. I think what you'll find, Greg, is both teams, we talked a lot about playing in Germany and the time things, and we talked a lot about not preseason. But I think as a coach, what you have to remind yourself and remind the team is, that's the same for both teams. You know, both teams are dealing with going to Germany.
Yeah.
Both teams are not playing their starters as much in the preseason anymore. So don't let that be an excuse for success. It is going to show up later because of that. You're right about that. But so is the other team.
And also, you got to get it early, too. We're hearing a bit of a bounce back. You got to get it early because these teams we got coming up after – Panthers after Commanders, because then you got the Bills and you got the 49ers. You're going at 49ers on the road.
Yeah, it's a really tough first stretch, and it matters how Bryce Young plays, where he's progressed. We expect him to be better, but do you know the Panthers will be a tough game? Washington will be a tough game. It's going to be challenging early on. But every team in the NFL is good, though. I mean, I heard the guys talk about this on the radio all the time.
And there's no such.
They're all hard.
No such thing as an easy schedule in the National Football League because everybody's tough, just like you said.
I took my headphones off. We got a bit of a bounce back, Noel, so I don't know if you knew that. But, yeah, early on in this season, as we watch what's happening, we talked to Tyler and we talked to Chris. You were out there at practice, and they're seeing things. Again, my whole question, like a lot of people's, is how long is it going to take in the course of the season, given what we saw last year, given what we know is now – in place, it's had a year to sort of marinate. Week 2, week 3, which, by the way, week 2, Vikings, Panthers, at Vikings and at Panthers come back for Washington before the Bills come here.
To answer that question, I think, Greg, week 3, that Panthers game's huge. You know, the last game of the season, letting Bryce Young play how he did against the Falcons was not what they wanted. It was not a great defensive performance. And so if you can get through there and see something different than you saw just 4 games previously, even though it was 8 or 9 months ago, you want to see improvement on defense. You need to see the pass rush by then, and you need to see the consistency from Penix and Drake and Bijan and Tyler and the entire offensive group.
Do we dare think about the quarterbacks that you're going to be facing? I mean, you talk about who you're facing in the very first game, Thoughts about the quarterbacks you face after that? You talked about Bryce Young. You're going to play Washington, and you're going to play Buffalo. I mean, those are some quarterbacks that are really going to test his defense.
It's a very tough run, and you can't take that away. What you have to convince yourself, even as a fan, but definitely as a player or a coach, is all the teams are going to be good, and we're good too. So those teams need to be worried about playing Michael Penix. They need to be worried about playing Drake London.
Yeah.
They need to be worried about getting the edge rushers we got now. So I think both can be true, Sam. You got to be worried about Leary of some of those tough games, the tough quarterbacks. But the reason those teams are tough is they started somewhere. Josh Allen started somewhere, and he pushed through and became that guy that everybody's worried now they got to play the Bills.
Right.
And that's what we want for this team.
Boy, he got a nasty taste in his mouth, which is going to make him scary this season. And you thought you were going to get that from Lamar Jackson too. And you thought that was going to get that from Joe Burrow. Well, Joe Burrow's out of this equation because his issue is with his team and how they're putting the players around him or lack thereof. But Lamar Jackson and what he does during the regular season versus what he does in the postseason is the next hurdle for them. But you're talking about the teams that are coming up after that Bills. You got Brock Purdy, 49ers. That's another one you got to worry about. But I ain't worried about what's going on with Tua down in Miami. I ain't worried about that quarterback position in Miami. I mean, in New England. And listen, didn't they just the guy who the quarterback of the Colts? And they're still trying to figure out. Yeah,
they're trying to figure it out. They got
Richardson.
They're trying
Anthony
to figure
Richardson.
Out what to do with Richardson out there. So there you go. Before we get back to division games with Carolina, and the same. So my point for saying all that is, if these guys perform the way we know they can, and they stay healthy, I could make an argument that you could not see a hiccup with this team until, if you want to say the Commanders, week four, okay, but then really not till week five with the Bills.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to see some challenges here, but I think what's been so frustrating for Falcons fans is that they've beaten some of those good teams, and then we've lost to some of the teams you look at the schedule and think you should beat. So it's really the consistency, and playing 23-year-olds and 24-year-olds this year means we were playing 21- and 22-year-olds in a lot of key roles. You were going to see some of that. So we got to be more consistent, got to be better in the secondary, got to be better on the pass rush, and you got to get the same thing from the quarterback and the skill guys when they're at their best. And then they got to get it over 17 games. And 7 years in a row not making the playoffs. Ooh. I saw more optimism today than I have in a long time.
Yeah.
I think staying healthy, what you mentioned, Greg, is really the key. Because I don't think they're quite as deep as they want to be in some spots. I mean, they did lose the center. They lost Grady. They lost some people that they may be able to replace as long as nobody gets hurt.
Yeah.
So I think you got the injuries could be a problem. But if you stay away from injuries, I really think they got the team to scare those other teams. Yeah, in the division and in the conference.
That's Coach Chris Parker. He's joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are out here at Falcons training camp. Been here all day long, and we are enjoying it.
And it was
having a big old time.
It was a great time. I mean, the fans have basically cleared out now, but it was just amazing to see when we arrived this morning the number of fans who had their chairs and were sitting outside the gate here and had been here for some time before we rolled up.
Had to have been here since 6 or so. Yeah. I mean, thousands of people.
Munching on the Chick-fil-A's.
Yeah, the optimism was high today.
Yeah.
It really was.
You know, that's just it. And want to remind everybody, too, David Bassidy from the Falcons wanted me to make sure to remind everybody that in all their 11 open practices, this one was sold out. The one for tomorrow is sold out. If you're thinking of coming tomorrow, tickets are not available for tomorrow. But go to the Falcons website and secure tickets. They are free, but you have to have the ticket to come out to Falcons training camp this year. After that, there'll be 8 more open practices, including the joint practices with the Tennessee Titans. That's coming up on the 12th and 13th.
And there's still tickets available for those?
Yes, there's still tickets available. So if you want to come out and see them going head-to-head with some competition, I'm sure the intensity is going to step up a little bit as the competition goes there, especially guys on both teams who are battling for roster spots. Things get a little edgy in that time. And you may see a little bit more of the veterans than you may see in the game because the Titans will stay here and play a game that Friday night, a preseason contest.
Well, I'm going to flip the script real quick before we get on out of here. Mm-hmm. You're not going to believe what I'm going to say.
Uh-oh.
No, it's all good. Yeah. We've been talking football for the most part this entire show. But we got to remind everybody, if you can't get in front of a TV, we got Atlanta United coming up tonight.
Yes.
Atlanta United and Seattle. We had Mike Conti on before that, and Mike gave a great breakdown and his thoughts on the team. But he also, on his exit, was reminding us, hey, don't forget about tonight. The fifth Beatle, him, Jason Longshore, will be calling the game. Jason sat in here last week. I want to thank Jason again while you were out on assignment. But we have got Atlanta United versus Seattle. Pre-kick at 6:30. Kick at 7:30 right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How about that, sir?
Look forward to seeing and see if they can get a win. They're playing at home tonight against Seattle. And so let's see if they can get a win. That's another team this summer that's been looking for consistency. They've been looking for it, and it seems to just elude them, you know, on a weekly basis. Let's see if they can do something, get some consistency going. Still a lot of soccer to be played as far as their season goes, getting ready to head to the backside of that schedule. But, you know, you had some games that really have gotten away from them. But if we can go out and put it all together, let's see if they can get a win at home. That would be big for them.
What's up with Messi?
He got
something in a twist.
Yeah.
Because they suspended him for a game because he wouldn't play in the All-Star game.
Didn't go to the All-Star game.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know, man. Maybe he's still embarrassed from that beating they
took. From getting beat by Atlanta United last year.
Well, last year, but then they got beat in the people World Club. Oh, man, that team from France came in. They just had some bad stuff for them. And he was down like 5-0. I said, man, Messi ain't been beat like this since he was a child.
Why being all diva-like and everything? But anyway, that's for another day. But again, remember, Atlanta United, Seattle, we have got it for you here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 7:30 tonight. Coming up, we're going to get you set for I don't know. I'm not even going to say anything because throughout this show, it's been fluid. People just walk up on us. So you got to
start. It's been that kind of day.
It really has been. So I was about to tease something.
And that's okay. That's all right.
Got coming up, but I ain't too sure. So just stick around with it. It is Sam McGregor along with Chris Parker here at Flowery Branch, Falcons Training Camp, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Until we put the pads on right now, you know, it's hard to say what. You know, we're in shorts. We're not making any contact. We're taking the baby steps, stepping with the right foot, using the right hand.
You know, we're just here to go to work.
Back to Sam and Greg, live from Flowery Branch for Falcons Training Camp. Brought to you in part by Hooters. Ain't no party like a Hooters party. Rolex Real Mowers for the best grass in your neighborhood. And Peachtree Pest Control, your hometown pest pro since 1976.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Second careers. I mean, this dude, actually, you can talk about three. You can talk about the Black Sabbath days, you can talk about his solo career, and then you can talk about his television career. And do we know who the Kardashians are were it not for the Osbournes? We've been sitting here talking with Slim about all those shows that came up in 2000s, late 90s, and VH1s and the MTV shows, the reality stuff that consumed us. Noelle just came out as we were talking about that and started naming them off. She didn't realize that a couple of them had gone off the air. But it, in the minds of a lot of people, started with the Osbournes and that quote-unquote dysfunctional family, but it was quite normal to them. But rest in peace, Ozzy. Just another one of those names that we heard this past week that left us. Yeah. And this was one of those weeks that Sam and I started the show talking about. We haven't seen with the notable names that happened this past week since the pandemic. With Ozzy, Malcolm Jamal, Hulk Hogan, yeah. Chuck Mangione, and let's not sleep on Connie Francis.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, we hadn't played any Ozzy during the show. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as we're out here at Flowery for the Falcons training camp. Things are wrapping up right now. By the way, 92.9 The Game will have a presence out here all of next week.
Yes.
The days that they are open. And how many days are you coming back?
I'll be back up here Tuesday.
Tuesday. Why do you say like that?
Let's be back Tuesday. I will be back Tuesday.
Okay. Chris Parker, by the way, is also joining us.
Things pick up next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. The forecasts are calling for the heat index to
really
soar.
Hot. Yeah.
To really soar. And the pads are going to come on out here early next week. So that's something else that's going to be, you know, it's always a little different. Practice sounds a little different when that happens, Chris. You know that.
Yeah, it's a little more intense, but I'll tell you what, it's going to be hot next week, and everybody needs to be safe out there. Yeah, absolutely, because it's going to be hot, record hot.
You're now, he may not like it, but this is when you might see a little fisticuffs between the players.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he ain't looking for that.
I said he's not looking forward to it. He don't want it, but it might happen. I'm talking to the coach. Yeah. He knows what them dudes might do, right?
Yeah, well, and one, I never was big enough to get in the way and break them up, but two, it disrupt the flow of things, you know?
Right, right. It gets you off schedule.
Sam and Greg again. We are out here. So thoughts on today, man? You were out here earlier, but you were in a different capacity, Sam. But what we experienced today, what the people that are coming out next week when they get here, listen, they've got this place down to a science as far as getting in and out of here. I could not find a more orderly the logistics of this place, the orderly entrance and dismount. Getting out of here.
And considering the fact that they didn't do any of this last year, right?
Right.
And so they dropped right back into it. And, you know, you have the accommodations are all set for people when they come out here. You know, where you're going to park. You know, the shuttles are going back and forth. You if you want to walk it up from the parking lot, you
God
can.
Bless you. God bless you.
You,
you
can.
Comfortable shoes.
But they're going to give you a lift to help you out because they're excited to have you here and they're all set to accommodate the crowd. So understand that if you do choose to come out, if you do go on the website and get your tickets to come out and join the family. The thing I thought was family, and we always talk about starting them out young. I saw some of the tiniest little folk out here.
Because mm-hmm. the first time they can bring them out here.
Dressed up in Falcon. I mean, they're not big enough to walk.
That doesn't matter, man.
These folks ain't been here long, I'm talking about, Greg. But they're out here. And they're dressed in the little
Falcon. You talking about the kids?
The little
these
baby,
folks ain't been here long.
These folks ain't been here long. Talking about the little babies.
That's an interesting way to say
that. I know that, right?
The little babies, they ain't been here long, but they're out here. You know.
Yes, they are. Because that's what happens when parents stick you in a car. You don't know where you're going. You show up someplace and you go, give me some ice cream.
But they did have snow cones for them.
I saw several that weren't big enough to ask for snow cones. I mean, it bring you your child and bring them this environment. It says a lot about, you know, the way people feel about getting a chance to experience this. But also that it's a family thing, because you talked about it earlier, right?
To your point, Sam, like I said, football and sports in general and professional sports bring a lot of optimism. They bring a lot of camaraderie, a lot of tradition. You know, you see people that brought their kids today because their parents brought them.
Yeah.
You know, so if you never come out to training camp before, if anybody's listening to us and they've never – do it. There's 8 more days where they have tickets available if you can do it.
Yeah, tomorrow's sold out, right?
Tomorrow's sold out. Every other day, I think there's still a few tickets available is what I understood, right?
Right.
So if you can do it, do it. And I think it's great. You see the games. It's at every city. I mean, we're talking about the Falcons here, but every team, there's traditions. And every college team, you guys got, you know, West Georgia's got some college. You know, you got your fraternity. There's things that you carry on to your family. And this is one of them. And that's what makes it cool.
I'm going to get back to that in just a second, but I want to ask you, because I asked Sam this earlier, what's your memory or what you were told you were taken to that first game that mom and daddy put you in the car and took you to as far as pro sports or college?
I remember going to the Braves. I was young. We came to Atlanta. You know, I'm from South Alabama, so it was about 6 hours away. We came to Atlanta. We went to the Braves, and Dale Murphy was playing. And I caught a foul ball.
I caught a foul ball, too.
First time.
Not the first time.
I thought it was easy. I mean, not like the first, you know, I don't remember a lot about it. I had been like 8 or 9 or 7 or 8, maybe.
Really?
Like.
That? So yeah. You, and right, it
just,
you
yeah, I, no, I think it just rolled. I mean, I don't think it was. I could probably tell a better story that I snagged it and one-handed or something. But I think it just rolled. But I remember thinking, oh, yeah, that happens all the time. Yeah, none's gotten near me since. I've been to hundreds of games since none's gotten near me. But yeah, my parents made that happen for me, and we didn't have much. So, I mean, that was something special.
You sound like Sam, because Sam talks about coming here before I-20, coming here to Alabama. I mean,
Before I-20 was completed to Alabama from Birmingham, we had to take 78, which is the old Bankhead Highway, in the Braves' first season to come to see the Braves play the Dodgers. And everybody wanted to see the future Hall of Famers, see, you know, Sandy Koufax pitching for the Dodgers against Hank Aaron for the Braves. And I got to tell you, I'm a big Hank Aaron fan. He got dusted by Koufax.
Koufax's years.
Koufax was taking no prisoners, man. That was unbelievable. But that was my first time being at a game in Atlanta Fulton County Stadium, not knowing that years later we would migrate to Atlanta and, you know, be able to go and see it on a regular basis and now get a chance to do it and call it work. We call it that.
Didn't get stuck in a car to go to a Bears game, but Wrigley Field
was
mine. Pops was of that generation that followed Jackie. He was National League all the way. And I was the youngest, and so it would be me and my brother and my father. I don't remember the first time he took me, but I do remember the second time, because the second time my brother was messing with me in the backseat of the car, and as a little kid I'm screaming and just annoying my father, and when we got out, my brother closed the door on my finger.
Mm. Oh.
I think if you lean toward Sheffield and Addison and Waveland Avenue, you can still hear me screaming from back then. But we never made it inside the game, and they took me to the emergency room.
Oh.
And I think my brother got one upside the head. My father was mad because he bought the tickets.
He had
the tickets through his work and was taking his sons and –
Well, at least it was a day game, because you know they didn't play at night
all,
back then.
It was
they were all day games.
All day games.
All
right.
Day games.
So you have plenty of time to deal with the emergency room.
That was the source of the five, because I counted them. I got sent up to my room and smacked 5 times in life.
Yikes.
3 of them were for cutting school and going to Cubs games.
Oh, see.
So that was just way of life in Chicago. So, Sam and Greg, again, we are out here at Flowery Branch. You brought up, you and Sam, talking about the high school and then, by extension, getting ready for college. We haven't asked you your thoughts on college. Whatever you want to focus on, man, we got you here. Your thoughts on this upcoming season?
He's an Alabama man. You gonna ask him that question?
I'm asking Alabama college, because they ain't gonna be nothing this year. I'm glad you told me that.
You know,
I'm objective, Sam. I'm offended by you.
The most fun thing was when Michael Penix Jr. was talking Thursday. He talked about going to Kalen DeBoer's house and out in Alabama, and what an experience it was to go. Man, I went down to Kalen DeBoer's house. Alabama's a little different. But it was funny having him talk about that. But we had the SEC media days recently.
Well, I mean, you can say what you got from it. What I think is it's harder to predict than it's ever been because right. The roster's turnover so much.
Yeah.
And Alabama actually should be pretty good if the quarterback's good, and it's the biggest if. So that's the one position you don't want to have an if at. They have it if the quarterback's pretty good or bust. Well, Georgia has a quarterback they really like. But they're good everywhere else, too. So it'll be interesting to see Alabama and Georgia both, Gunnar Stockton, Ty Simpson, both guys who I think can be really good, but they'll have to be for their teams to be good. And you got Arch Manning, who's played the same number of games.
Ask you, how are you feeling about everybody giving them the trophy?
No, but you know what, everybody, preseason, your preseason number one quarterback in the conference is from South Carolina.
And that's probably well-deserved. He probably was
the best
one coming back.
Best quarterback in the SEC.
Well, he was good last year.
Yeah.
He really was. Arch Manning is a lot of potential.
Right.
And he can make the throws. He can. If he was Arch Johnson, he might not have quite as much hype. But don't let that confuse you that he might be that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he really might be that guy. But I think you got to see it. And the people that are using he did play 3 or 4 games last year. And so we would use that film to criticize a little bit. It's a different deal when you're not the starter. It's a different deal when you're not the guy. And that's what I say for Penix, too. He's the guy today. Last July 25th, he wasn't.
Yeah.
And Arch Manning wasn't either. And so you'll be able to see what Arch Manning has in the first few weeks.
I like the fact that he will come out of the pocket and he will run it. And people say, well, it's not like Peyton. No, he's like his granddad.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He is more like Archie in that regard. So I look forward to seeing him play.
You know, I don't think the trophy's going to end up again in the Big Ten. But if it did, it definitely ain't going to be with Ohio State competing for it again. But the conversation has been swirling around, of all teams, Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
When is that team going to win a big game? When is Franklin, going to win the game he's supposed to win to have them ascend to where they're supposed to be or at least predicted to be? I don't know. Oregon won it last year, mm-hmm. but yet Ohio State got the chip.
The draw is really important, and I know they're addressing some of that.
Yeah, I was just going to say that's the other thing, too.
Because, Oregon actually got a tougher draw than Ohio State did from winning and just how it shook out. But they're addressing that. I think you'll find with Penn State, there's a little bit of dichotomy on if they were going 8-4 every year, they would love to be doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they're doing what they're doing. They want to win one more, you know. And I always tell Sam, every team except one always wants to win one more game.
Yeah.
If we could just make the semis, we'd have been okay. If you make the semis, you think, well, if we just made the last game. You know, so I know Penn State wants to win more. I don't know that they have the roster to beat those teams all the time, and that's part of the problem. I don't think they quite have the same roster Ohio State, Michigan have.
Yeah.
But they're always in the mix, and James Franklin's a great coach. And I do hate him to get criticized because he's a great coach.
And sitting out there over to the right, like Hawaii, in an island unto themselves, people are talking about Clemson this year doing something out of the ACC on a national stage. What are your thoughts on them?
I think
Dabo's actually going to go into the portal, we hear.
Yeah. I think they got a real chance. I think the rules changing a little bit, and Clemson kind of staying true to their belief over a long period of time, hurt them for a few years. But they do have the quarterback. They have the quarterback back.
Mm-hmm.
They're really good on defense. And when they won the national championship, they had Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence, and they were really good on the defensive line. So, they do have a similar formula to what they had. The schedule's a little bit easier for them. Sneaky, though, prediction, Tech gets them in Atlanta.
Ooh.
Tech might beat them.
I don't know if anybody else
can beat them.
I'm watching out for Tech this year, and they're going to start with a big win in their opener. They're going to play Colorado and Coach Prime. They're going to go out there, and the whole nation will get a chance to see them and see how impressive they are. A lot of folks from Atlanta are going to go out there with Colorado outfits on, but Tech's going to win that game.
Yep.
All right, we got to get on out of here, turn things over to Mr. Fricky. But, Sam, anything you want to hit before we get on out?
That's all I can think of. NASCAR's in India in the Brickyard. Chase Elliott is your overall points leader. Denny Hamlin got a 2-year contract extension, so 2 more years at least before he retires.
Anything you want to hit, Chris, before we get on out of here?
Just thank y'all. Glad to be here today, man. What a great experience. I'm sorry about the shrimp and grits. I did mess my man up on that. But other than that, I didn't mess it up too bad. So
I got
thanks.
Y'all some snow cones. I got y'all some Italian ice out here today, and it was great. And thank you for being a part of the show. Again, the High School Scoreboard Show in 3 weeks, Friday nights. It is Chris Parker. It is Sam Crenshaw. It is a must-listen. I'm going to send you guys once again 929thegame.com/castingcall to see the job opportunities in front of and where to find the jobs behind the camera. And, of course, get cast on Greg. You can see them on X. If you got any questions about any of the job opportunities in the film industry, greg.clarksonodyssey.com. Want to thank Slim here on site.
Slim, outstanding job,
man. We have been thanking him throughout the show. And, of course, our girl
Noelle
back at the station. Thank you for everyone else for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. Next week, Sam and I will be in studio. Thank you to the Falcons for having us out here. It is Sam and Greg here at Flowery Branch Sports Radio 92.